Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. And thanks for being with us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We're always happy that you're joining our Conscious Talk family, that you're listening to radio that is uplifting and empowering and hopefully inspiring.
Well, on the empowering note, now that COVID is winding down, and we hope we'll hold that line, this is the time when you really need to continue to care for yourselves exquisitely. And of course, you know, we've talked about natural health and the many kinds of products that we use and that we bring to you, but we also want to talk to you about a couple of other ones that you don't hear about as often. And one is the Focus Life Force Energy Program. That program has to do with frequencies.
It has to do with raising our frequencies. And it's such an amazing program. We've been on it now for, 3 years, Rob?
Yeah.
At least. It's an amazing program. The mitigation from EMFs is really something that we could all use. The fact that it raises our frequency, so it raises your level of health. It helps your pets. And I'll tell you one thing that we really noticed, too, because we have it on our property, how lush our property is.
Yeah.
And we've had people come on and remark about how big the stuff in our garden grows, and they can't understand why, because we all planted about the same time.
I guess I need to put pictures of the veggie garden on Facebook,
I think so.
So look for that. But here's the thing. You go, well, okay, what is raising your consciousness have to do with health? Well, for the last 20 years, we've been talking about holism. You know, we are a system, each one of us, and we're part of larger systems. And as we raise consciousness, we raise our own potential. And that is spiritually, emotionally, and physically.
And mentally. All of them. It raises all of those bodies up. So it's a really great program, folks. You can learn more about it, and you can just sign up for their 15-day free trial. See if you notice the difference. Most people feel an uptick in energy right away by going to flfe.net/conscious-talk. That's flfe.net/conscious-talk. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, you know, our world is about hustle, distraction, busyness, and overconsumption. And let's not even talk about what we're doing to our environment. Or maybe we should. And we'll have a chat with Paul Wheaton, known as the Duke of Permaculture. And he's the author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, instead of being mad at the bad guys. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. This year again, we're making another difference because we bring to you the very best people we know of. People that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is someone we've had on the show before, and that's Paul Wheaton. He's been dubbed the Duke of Permaculture, and he's an author, producer, certified advanced master gardener, and a tyrannical ruler of two online empires. So after a successful career as a software engineer in aerospace, Paul became obsessed with everything permaculture. And we thought, boy, isn't that appropriate for 2021? At any rate, he's created hundreds of YouTube videos, hundreds of podcasts, and written dozens of articles. You can find all of it at Permies, permies.com, P-E-R-M-I-E-S. Paul, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Brenda and Rob. It's great to be back. I'm looking forward to see if you could stump me this time.
Oh, well, no stumping. We're pretty much in agreement. We read your book and we loved it.
Yeah, the book you wrote was Building a Better World in Your Backyard Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys. And you wrote it with a gentleman named Sean Klassen Coop. So I think just to refresh our audience, because it was quite a while ago that you were on last year, what got you interested in this and why write it with Sean Klassen Coop? Who is he and how did you guys get together?
I got into this from gardening. And so decades ago, I was bonkers about gardening and I just couldn't get enough of it. And I kept moving to a place that had bigger land. And then finally, I was at a piece of property that was 80 acres, and I'm doing all these experiments, and I have all these ideas filling my head. And he says, oh, what you're doing is called permaculture. So then I started reading all the books and watching all the movies and everything about permaculture. That was back in 2001. Mm-hmm. And the more I learned, the more I shared. I set up a place to share my thoughts and be able to talk. I set up forums so I could not just present my ideas, but other people could present their permaculture ideas, and we could talk about all of these things. And that site grew to be massive. And at some point, I started putting out videos, and then somebody talked me into doing podcasts. And I wrote all these articles, which are not only contrary to the way most people do a lot of things, but I even had a lot of philosophies that were contrary to the way other permaculture people did things. Mm. And so I posted all that, and I kind of gained a bit of a following. And then now you asked me about my co-author, Sean mm-hmm. Klassen Coop. He's mm-hmm. a Canadian dude, and he apparently listened to all of my podcasts. And in one of my podcasts, I said something like, I wish there was somebody that, like, knew their way around book stuff and would take all these articles I've written and kind of jiggle them together into something that smells a bit like a book and put it up somewhere as a book, because, you know, that seems like that would be easy and that person could make a lot of money selling the book and whatever else. So Sean contacted me and said he was that guy. Mm. And then when we got about 5 weeks into doing this project, it's like, you know what, I mean, we're kind of putting this together with the idea that maybe a couple of thousand people in the audience would snag a copy to read it. But what if we went the extra mile and really polished it and made it really, really, really good, and then maybe 100 million people would read it. And if 100 million people would read it, then all these global problems would just go away. Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's
Well, we're still working on it, right?
Yeah, and talk about synchronicity. Yeah. Paul, the timing was right for you to put that out there. The timing was right with Sean, and you guys have created a great piece of work here. We love the book and love your ideas. And I just want you to explain to the audience that, so they know, okay, what you've created here, Paul, is not something that we can't do. It's all very simple stuff, right?
I believe so. I mean, everything in the book is, like, we've got some things that are incredibly simple, mm-hmm. You know, put up a clothesline. But, you know, and then plus the whole concept of, like, start a gray water system. And I think a lot of people are going to be like, why would I even want a gray water system? So mm-hmm. we talk about that. But, you know, just put a soft bucket in the shower with you and then, you know, use it to flush the toilet from time to time. And it's kind of like, well, why would I want to? We explain it in the book why. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is, that's a crazy simple thing you could do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I
yeah.
think a huge part is when a lot of people start contemplating what they can do themselves to make the world a better place, the things their mind gravitates to turns out to not make much of a difference, or it actually makes things worse.
Right.
And so in the book, we break it down to, like, each adult in America has a carbon footprint of 30 tons per year. Mm-hmm. And then, like, how many tons you get from each of the things. And it's kind of like, if you're in a cold climate and you're using electric heat, that is probably 29 tons out of 30. And it's
wow.
like, if you live in a cold climate, your carbon footprint might actually be bigger than the average American footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, let's focus there. But I don't want you to be cold. I want you to be warm. Mm-hmm. And so we've got three different techniques in the book, one of which is like really easy. And then the next one, it takes a weekend to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is a home design. So it's like, that's more than a weekend.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I think a lot of people kind of get stuck on something like the home design. Like, I don't want to know about the home design. I'm not going to build a home. And it's kind of like, well, do you know what a nuclear reactor is? And then they say, well, yeah. And it's like, well, do you have one in your house? No. Well, why did you bother to learn what it is? And it's like, well, there's important reasons to know these things.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, here's something, I just want to stress this to people, too, because Brenda said, yes, there are so many things in this book that you can do and that make a lot of sense. But they're also fun. They really are fun. And the feeling that you get when you start feeling that you are contributing, not just to the planet, not just to whatever greater organization, but to your own life. Your idea that, well, not the idea, but the fact that you started in gardening. I got sucked into gardening when I was a kid because I couldn't figure out why my father grew these just the best tomatoes in the world when I moved to the West. That was in New England. When I moved to the West Coast, I said, what's wrong with all these tomatoes? They taste crummy. You know,
there
how come
no
I
taste.
Can't get a good tomato? There's no taste. And, you know, my father, who lived on the ocean, he collected seaweed and let it sit over a year and let it be rained upon and all of that to remove the salt. And then he mixed it with sand and grew just the best tomatoes in the world. So I got kind of sucked into that. And, you know, and I started to practice things like that on the West Coast. And when we moved to Port Townsend, you know, out of Seattle area to Port Townsend across the Sound, to a little town, there was a big permaculture meeting here. And so I had I was trying to figure out where to plant some fruit trees. And so a permaculturist came over, and I figured that they were going to do soil samples and do all this complicated stuff. They looked around the yard and said, well, look at that flowering fruit tree over there, how big it is and how well it's growing. I would plant my fruit trees there. Duh. So I, you know, I got it that there's so much that makes sense that we just, you know, we're not aware of because we try to complicate
right.
our world.
And I think that's the problem, Paul. We go into complication. We get in our heads. We go into complication instead of looking for the simplicity of it. And the joy of it, I think, makes such a difference, as Rob said. But I just have to add one more thing before we go to our first break. Way back when, 60-some years ago, my granddad, and I never could figure this out until I read your book, he used to have Grandma wash all the dishes in a plastic tub and then took the dishwater and used it to flush the toilet.
Yeah.
And I used to think that was so weird and crazy. And I get now why he did that. And he was doing that 60-some years ago. He was aware of what you call using gray water. So I just had to get that in there because I thought it was so cool when I read your book that first time and went, well, my granddad was doing that way back when. How smart was he?
I want to plant a seed because we're gardeners. We're going to plant a seed, and then after the break, maybe we'll break open the seed and see what grew from it, kind of a thing.
Well, plant it quickly.
Okay, so the idea of putting that water into the toilet, that makes your drinking water taste better.
Ooh,
okay, hold that thought. Very good. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Paul Wheaton. The book is Building a Better World in Your Backyard, and we'll be right back. Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku lotion and the Hadayubi moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Breathe deep. You're listening to Conscious Talk, where love is in the air.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and if you just joined us, we are in a great conversation with one of our new favorite people, Paul Wheaton. We love the way that he can talk common sense when it comes to ecology, environmentalism, permaculture, so many things, and how to make your life easier while embracing some different concepts that will really also save the planet.
And save money. So, Paul, when we took our last break, our first break, you planted a seed about when I said my grandfather had my grandmother wash the dishes in a plastic tub and take that water and use it to flush the toilets with. You said you planted the seed and said little did maybe he know, and little did we know, that it could make our drinking water taste better. How so? What's that mean? How could that affect our drinking water?
First of all, I feel like the book that you guys are talking about, it's like it's full of stuff like this, where I'll say something, and it sounds totally crazy, and then I explain it, and it's like, well, of course, that makes sense. So I was giving a presentation in California, Southern California, somewhere around the San Diego area, and I said that if you to control slugs, make piles of rocks. And there was a woman like about three rows back, and she turned to somebody next to her, and she basically expressed something that cannot be expressed in radio about how she did not believe the things this guy at the front of the room was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were they all about throwing rocks at slugs? I mean, come on.
Might have been a chicken, the cluck.
Yeah.
A French chicken, the cluck. But anyway, and so I repeated it for the whole audience because I love the full beauty of the English language. And then I explained that, and I think that this is like the most common example of how all this stuff is this way. It's like we've either never heard of it, or like your grandparents may have already known all this stuff, but then somehow it didn't get conveyed, and so it's been kind of lost, and we're rediscovering a lot of it. Mm-hmm. But slug control with a pile of rocks. The pile of rocks is garter snake habitat, and the garter snakes eat the slugs.
Oh.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, now let's get back to your grandmother, who is, when she washes the dishes, she puts a dishpan in the sink, and then that fills up with water while washing the dishes, and then later she'll use it to flush the toilet.
Right.
Now, supposing that she lives out in the country and she's got a septic tank with a drain field, that if you put less water in that system, it'll work far better. Now, if you put too much water in it, then all the stuff in the septic tank gets pushed out to the drain field, and then that goes down into your drinking water so that you get to drink poop Kool-Aid. This is one of the many reasons why we choose to use gray water systems. Let's have less poop Kool-Aid in our lives, and if we've got a well outside for our water, let's try to keep it as clean as we can.
Yeah.
Because, of course, when you get to the point that you have a lot of neighbors all using septic tanks and drain fields, they say it's time to put in a sewage treatment plant because everybody seems to be drinking poop Kool-Aid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense because, it's the activity of the little bugs in your septic tank that need to work on this stuff to then, clean it up so that cleaner water goes into the ground, obviously, if you're washing it out too fast. That makes perfect sense, but who'd have thunk, right?
Yeah, really, who'd have thunk?
Yeah, I mean, these things, they're common sense, but we know there's very little common sense anymore, so we need to, it's like what's old is new again in a lot of cases.
Yes.
I think the secret is to make the best of it.
Yeah.
And I feel like the information that I've put in my book is stuff I wish to get out there more, and that I'm really hoping, because almost everything in the book is like, and this will save you this much money. And so if I can make it so that it makes your life more luxuriant, and it saves you money, and it's better for the environment. Hope is that it'll catch on and become viral. And next thing you know, everybody's doing it.
Yes.
And then our global problems go away.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Well,
what you're really doing, Paul, besides showing us the way and giving us instruction, is you're helping to shift consciousness in this direction, which is where we need to be in consciousness.
Yeah.
We need to be aware of our creations, and down the road what those creations can cause, you know, because we think some of this technology is so fabulous, but yet it's causing a lot of problems.
Yeah, but I like that you speak in that you do economic speak, because
yes,
that's the consciousness that a lot of people think in. So here's something. What about for the city kids? Because there are so many of them. Mm-hmm. There's only a limited amount of free land out there, and it's not free. So are there things that the city kids can do?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Now, I think now that you've read my book, I want to ask you the question, is there anything in my book that is sacrifice? Like, you're going to have to you shoulder this burden for the betterment of the world?
No.
Exactly. No, I don't
No.
It's more like fun.
Yeah, not one thing was a sacrifice.
So we wish. So basically, the emphasis that we wanted to put on the book is we're going to only put things in there that either make your life more luxuriant or save you money or both.
Right.
And
right.
So we're working hard on trying to do that. Now, you asked the question in the city. So if we take a quick look at the idea of how there's 30 tons, the average adult American has a carbon footprint of 30 tons. And it's kind of like, okay, well, what would be a lovely thing for somebody who lives in the city? So as we mentioned before, if you live in a cold climate, heat is a big one. And if you live in an apartment, heat can still be an enormous expense each year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, all right, well, one of the easiest things that we talk about in the book, if you live out in the country, is you could build a rocket mass heater. And it's kind of like, well, you're probably not going to build one in the city. People have, and I've got a lot to say about building in the city and laws and building codes and insurance and how rocket mass heaters are doing great in that space. But let's just say let's say a person is either renting and so they're going to not pursue it or whatever. One of the things that we talk about in the book is the idea of using micro heaters. And so the way that I encourage people to approach it is, like, let's say you're at a desk in your home. It's like for whatever reason you're commuting from home today. And so you're at your desk in your home, and the weather outside is cold. What I want to encourage you to do is to get a little heat mat that goes underneath your keyboard and mouse, and to get like a swinging arm lamp with an incandescent bulb that goes over your head, and then a little dog bed heater for your feet.
Oh.
And place it in place. And now, if you get too warm, I don't want you to turn this stuff off. Instead, what I want you to do is to go to the house thermostat and turn it down, and keep turning it down until you feel comfortable again. And then for a lot of people, if they've got everything set up correctly, they'll feel comfortable at when the thermostat is at 50 degrees.
Mm. Wow.
Now,
wow.
If you can turn your thermostat down that far, oftentimes you can cut 90% off of your electric heat bill.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like, all right, so this person in the city is more comfortable. I mean, they're very warm, and they're saving 90% on their electric heat bill. That could be thousands of dollars per year.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And, definitely.
And you don't have to invest in as many sweaters and things like that, although, you know, wearing a few extra clothes doesn't hurt, right?
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people will turn it down even more. But I want to suggest that people not turn their thermostat down below 50. Just
right.
Because other things right. in the house need to stay warm, too.
Yes, plus, of course.
Plus there's the thing that when you go into the bathroom, that toilet seat gets kind of cold.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And they haven't really put together, well, maybe they have, a solar-heated toilet. So
toilet seat.
Yeah, toilet seat.
There are heated toilet seats that you can get. But I'm not,
yes.
I don't know how much dedication a person might have down
right.
this road.
Yes.
Well, you know what? That makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. And if you have a couple of areas in the house that you're going to spend time in, I get it when you're sitting at your desk and you're doing your work. And so many people now are at home.
Working from home.
And they're really adapting. This is going to happen more in the future. So that one makes a lot of sense. And I suppose you could create another area. Just takes a few minutes for the little mat to warm up, et cetera. So if you then were going to go, you know, if you plop yourself down as a city kid in front of a TV, why don't you sit on a little mat? Mm-hmm. Would that
work? Or put your feet on the mat and have your incandescent bulb to your side or over your head. And we're going to take another quick break here, Paul, but I want you to plant another seed here, and that is incandescent bulbs versus
LEDs.
And we're going to approach that one when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We'll be right back.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
If you're like us, you really appreciate companies that are sustainable, caring, and conscious. This describes Aloha Bay, a company not only guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, but also donates a portion of their sales to Doctors Without Borders and other great causes. Some of the amazing products made by Aloha Bay include Himalayan salt table and bath products, chakra candles, Himalayan salt lamps, feng shui votives, and much more. A majority of the jar candles are hand-poured into recycled glass, scented with 100% pure essential oils, mini certified organic. Aloha Bay is an employee-owned company whose products are not only affordable, but beautiful and deliciously scented. To learn more and order their amazing products, visit AlohaBay.com. That's AlohaBay.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, the mother of all balms. Now, don't you feel better? What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, folks, and thanks for being with us here today and tuning in to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we bring these people forward, that we bring forward these amazing guests that we have to make a difference in our lives. And it makes a difference in our life as well as yours. And today we're talking to Paul Wheaton about Building a Better World in Your Backyard, which is his book, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys. The website is Permies, PERMIES.com. So, Paul, planted a seed in the last segment about incandescent bulbs versus
LEDs.
Yeah. So, all tell right. us about that.
So, you want me to dig my own grave? Okay.
Yes.
I got that. I'm ready to get to it.
Okay.
How did I become the light bulb guy? I want to talk about gardening and natural building and all these things, but instead it's like everybody wants to talk about the light bulbs. But the funny thing is that when it comes to light bulb stuff, there's so much that we already knew, but there are people who need to make money. So they do marketing and, They have not been entirely honest with their marketing. And here's an angle. I'm going to put another idea in your head. Let's say you have electric heat in your house. You probably don't. I mean, only about 15% of Americans use electric heat. But let's say it's electric heat, and it's baseboard heat. So there's a baseboard, near the floor in different rooms. Now, let's suppose that you turn on the heat. You set the thermostat. The heater comes on, and it's putting out a bunch of heat. Maybe it's using like 3,000 watts, something like that, in order to heat the room. Now, let me say, what if we were to set up 3,000 watts of light bulbs in the same room, and that would be like, if they're 100-watt bulbs, that would be 30 100-watt bulbs. I want to present it as a question and do coyote style, but instead what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, like, that's the same wattage. 30 100-watt bulbs is the same as 3,000 watts, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to hook that up to the thermostat instead. So there's going to be moments in time where all these lights come on, and it puts out the exact same amount of heat, provided that you're not in that room. And I want to say, do you agree? I'm worried you're going to ask questions.
Do we agree?
I'm thinking, because of our experience with incandescent bulbs, you know, like keeping our wellhead from freezing and things like that. I got to say, it probably gives out more efficient heat.
It is more absolutely brilliant. Yes, it is mm-hmm. more efficient heat. Mm-hmm. There are three types of heat. There is conductive heat, the most efficient form of heat. And that's where you are physically touching something warm. So with the stuff I was talking about earlier, the dog mm-hmm. bed heater, when your feet are actually touching it, mm-hmm. it's only 15 watts. But it feels so warm.
Yeah.
But it's using very little power. And because of your circulation system, it heats all of you. And so it's like conductive heat is the most efficient. Now, the least efficient form of heat is convective heat. And this is how electric heat works for most mm-hmm. American homes. And that is, it heats the air, and that warmer air heats you. That's the least efficient form of heat. And in the middle is radiant heat. And this is going to be a directional heat. This is going to be like the sun. So if it's a cool day, but the sun is out, you can feel your face and hands getting warm as you point them towards the sun. But then the backs of your hands will be cold because they're in the shade from the sun. Mm-hmm. So an incandescent light bulb puts out radiant heat. An efficient form of heat. Mm. So basically, if you're in a room where there's electric heat and it's putting out this, you know, it's got this 3,000 watt heater, but you've got a 40 watt bulb over your head, which is 40 watts, much less than 3,000 watts, and it comes on, it's amazing how much it heats you, how warm you feel when it's relatively close. Mm-hmm. Not up at the ceiling, but more like it's 8 inches over your head.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if it's up at the ceiling with the heat rising, it's not as efficient unless you're pushing it down with a fan.
Yeah.
So,
the radiant heat factor, the light that's hitting you,
right,
is a very efficient form of heat.
Yes, it is. Well, so there you go. This is why he's now being called the light bulb man, and even though he doesn't like it. So we'll be back with Paul Wheaton talking about building a better world in your backyard instead of being angry at bad guys.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Conscious Talk, the real meal deal.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, and we are still talking with Paul Wheaton. We're talking about his book, Building a Better World in Your Backyard Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, and I think you're going to love the way he thinks and the things he's discovered. It's a real common sense book. You can dig in at whatever level you're going to help yourself. Your life will be more luxuriant. It will cost you less, and hey, you'll be saving the planet. So what better?
Yeah, what a win-win-win. So, Paul, let's talk a little bit about, which rarely gets discussed, are animals and factory farming. I really want to have you discuss that because this is a bone of contention for so many people that are meat eaters, been raised that way. Maybe they are O blood type so that they have a propensity toward meat more, but they really care about the animals. What can you tell us? What can you teach us here today that can help us with this dilemma?
Okay. Well, you use the word dilemma, which makes me think of the omnivore's dilemma, which made some extremely good points. This is a book by Michael Pollan, and in the book he kind of says, well, let's suppose we're going to go vegan, but then when the machines go and harvest those carrots, they destroy a lot of habitat for a lot of little furry creatures and ground nesting birds and things like that. Mm-hmm. So whereas if you're going to continue being a meat eater, you might eat beef, in which case there's one death. So like with the vegans, you're still killing a lot of animals if mm-hmm. you're buying from the grocery store or from restaurants.
Yeah.
And so so hence the dilemma, you know, animals are still dying at your behest. And so then what I would like to suggest for not just vegans, but for everybody is exactly, I believe, Rob, you were just talking a little bit ago about tomatoes.
Right.
And it's kind of like, I in the book, in fact, the biggest chapter, and it's because of my love of gardening, the biggest chapter is how to grow twice as much food with one-tenth the effort. And so imagine being in a jungle of food that seems to kind of take care of itself, and you can go and get that food. Now when you pull up that carrot yourself, how many animals died when you harvested your own carrots?
Mm-hmm.
None. So I kind of feel like if you're a vegan, and I want to tip my hat. We're going to talk about people eating meat and say, that's cool. And I want to tip my hat to the vegans and say, thank you for your sacrifice. That is a noble choice. And, you know, you do what you think is best. And I think veganism is a great thing. And so good. And so at the same time, I want to say that if you're going, the best thing you can do for the planet, and man, I'm going to catch hell for this, but the best thing you could do is grow your own garden, raise your own meat, and use a paddock shift style system. If you're raising meat and you're using paddock shift to do it, you're actually sequestering more carbon than the vegans. And so I believe I have an entire chapter in the book that's like why a vegan would want to raise animals. And I'm not, and so basically go ahead, continue being vegan and have some animals as part of your system such that it's going to make everything grow way better. It's going to sequester more carbon. It's going to make for greater, grander gardens, et cetera. And you're going to get more food from that system, more vegan food from that system by doing it.
Yeah, you're talking about manure, using manure as fertilizer,
right,
and that type of thing, correct?
Well, yes, but I'm too lazy to move the manure myself. I let the animal move itself around, and it has its own built-in manure distribution system.
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
Yeah, that's right. And remember, you know, ducks love slugs.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And so that's really a good thing to let people know that that is available to them to grow their own garden. And even in the city, can they grow their own garden in the city?
Yes, yes. Yes, they can. I mean, it might not be as easy or as large, but yes. It's like, everybody's got a different story on what their life is. Some people live in the city, but they have a little yard.
Right.
Some people live in the city, but they don't even have, they're in an apartment, they don't even have a balcony, but there are community gardens.
Yes.
And a lot of times you can find somebody who's your friend and they have lots of yard space that's not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots and lots and lots of options. I mean, there's getting to be a lot more urban gardening happening now.
Yeah, and that's really good. I think we may even see more of that in the coming years. I'm hoping with, you know, more automation with robots coming out where people's jobs are going to be taken over by robots, people are going to have to find something to do and something that they feel is worthwhile, and if they can make a contribution to themselves and the planet, maybe even get paid to help with a community garden. Who knows? There's lots of ways to make that work.
There are a lot more empty lots in the city as more people work at home. You know, in our area, a lot of the tech companies aren't going to have people coming back to offices. So you know, you want to start getting your life efficient, and so you can have more fun.
So
along those lines, a great thing is you were talking earlier about a fruit tree in your backyard, and it's like, look at that old fruit tree. It's already back there. Imagine, I mean, I'm sure everybody listening to this right now knows of an apple tree that is either growing in a backyard that used to be their backyard or their current backyard, and basically the story is, they do nothing with that tree, nothing at all, but it produces hundreds of pounds of food every year.
Right.
And if you were to go buy those apples, you'd probably be paying $2 a pound. So basically, if it produces 200, that's $400 worth of food that it just gives you, and you did nothing, zero effort.
Yeah, I would suggest that people talk to their town councils, and instead of some of the beautiful shady trees or the flowering non-fruit producing fruit trees that they've been growing everywhere, make them fruit producing. Mm-hmm. That happened in our town of Issaquah, Washington, mm-hmm. and they used it to contribute to the food banks. They planted all fruit-bearing trees, and you know, in the fall, they all went out and picked the apples and the pears mm-hmm. and peaches and things and contributed to the food bank.
And it's a great way to bring people together, too, Paul, in a common cause where we can find common ground.
Yeah, and you can feed the ants and things for the ones that you don't pick.
Right.
You
know? Or you can feed the hogs or whatever, the chickens,
the
whatever.
The birds, you know, they all get in there and you're supporting that, quote, permaculture, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a park in North Seattle where a guy who lived across the street from the park went and planted like 100 fruit trees and kind of cared for them until they got to be a certain size. And then after he died, then the parks department started to just care for the trees as if they were planted by the parks department.
Mm-hmm.
They had no idea some other guy snuck in there and planted these trees.
Wow.
Yeah, so you could be, you know, kind of undercover fruit, you know, Johnny Apple, modern Johnny Appleseed, and it would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I want to point out that every apple comes with 5 to 10 free tree seeds.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So plant those. Just stick them in the ground.
Yes.
Wherever you go. I mean, that could easily displace your carbon footprint by 100 tons per year.
Wow.
Wow. See?
If you just carried a bunch of apple seeds in your pocket and you planted like 5 seeds a day, 100 tons per year. And remember, your adult footprint is 30 tons. So you'd be covering the footprint of 3 1/3 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how simple is that?
Right. And now that we have less birds distributing things, you know, let the people do it. That's a great idea.
It's a great idea. Very good. Well, folks, the book is called Building a Better World in Your Backyard. Instead of being angry at bad guys, there is tons and tons of great things in here that we can all participate in and make a difference. And that's what this show is about, is helping you to make a difference in your own life and the lives of others. The website is Permies, PERMIES.com, and it's Paul Wheaton and Sean Klassen Coop are the authors. Paul, once again, thank you so much for coming back on the show and reminding all of us that this is not only possible, it is so doable. And reaching a younger audience is hopefully something that'll help too, because I think they're more willing and open to grab onto some of these great ideas you've put in the book. So thank you so much for
being with us. And thanks for letting me infect brains with my ideas.
You betcha.
Yes, we hope it goes viral.
Yes, we do. And folks, thank you as always for joining us. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boost natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you. Conscious Talk Radio.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more.
Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.